Om Shanti, and good evening to everyone and those who are online. Today's program topic is the impact of deep silence. And it is our honor to have our senior Raja Yoga teacher, Didi Sudesh, with us. Didi is a very loving and warm-hearted soul. Despite of her many responsibilities and official roles, she stays simple and full of love, and one who, in her company, one can easily dive into Baba's love, and her drishti is always full of sweetness. And Didi will share her thoughts about this topic for 30 minutes. And after that, our respected brother Marcelo will join us to ask Didi questions. Brother Marcelo is the national coordinator in Colombia of the Brahma Kumaris. And being in Gyan for 43 years, he travels around the world as an international trainer, coach, sharing his experience and wisdom. Brother Marcelo has written many, many books in Spanish and English. Some you may find in the Global Office. So let's welcome Didi. And over to you, Didi.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Good evening. All of us do not need the translation of Om Shanti. Translation of Baba and translation of Dharma. Om Shanti is the mantra, the first mantra of the awareness of my original eternal quality of the Self, the soul, which is resident of the world of silence. Shanti Dham. So what is difference between Shanti and silence? Difference between Shanti. Shanti is a contrast. Peace is contrast or opposition, opposite of peacelessness. When there is conflict or someone is angry are upset, we remind the soul, be peaceful, be peaceful. Quiet, there is a difference between being quiet and silent. You go up on mountains, you go for a walk in a nice nature. No one is there. See, it's very quiet. But it is not necessary. You are peaceful there. Quiet when the children are making noise. We don't say to them, be peaceful. In order to stop the influence of noise, we say, be quiet, be quiet. Because it is disturbing others. So keeping quiet is connected with the sound of the mouth. Keep quiet. Silence has a different levels. When we begin to enjoy silence of the mind, we say sweet silence. This silence generates nice atmosphere. Especially on the path of devotion, when people pray, they pay attention that they should be away from noise. And when you enter in church, temple or any religious place, naturally you become quiet. You are talking with someone, and as you enter the doorstep of the church, but not necessary, mind quiet. Mind is not quiet. Mind is making noise, asking questions. Intellect is wandering somewhere else. Some kind of situations which has happened is disturbing insights. You are disturbed. You are not, neither your mind is quiet, nor the vibrations for you are quiet, or you create silence in the atmosphere. Baba says, children, you are resident of sweet, silent home. Shanti Dham, sweet, silent home. Why it is sweet, silent home? Because it is the place where there is no disturbance of the elements. Here in this physical world, there is the influence of five elements first. Body is composed of five elements. And each element has its own property or influence, the power. The earth has gravity. You have something in your hand, you are holding it like this, and as soon as you hold it like this, it's safe. It is a support of earth. And as soon as you drop it, it will go on the floor. Gravity. So body consciousness has gravity, attraction. Things that we like to eat or like to wear or like to see have temptation. You want to go there. They attract you. It's matter attracts matter. Anything made with matter, which makes the mind speak, creates desires. Makes us body conscious. We want to eat something, we are tempted towards it. So mind is, the intellect is, for example, you are in a place, it's very cool, cool air. Suddenly temperature changes. Now this air is influenced by heat. So this means the difference between the impact of the elements, of five elements. So now clean, pure, cool air became hot air. Or it is cold weather, then nice summer pleasant feeling, you begin to shiver, it's cold. So what I want to say, it is a very silent noise, and it is very cold. You comment on it, very hot. Comment on it, just sound, it makes you speak. But soul world, which is known as sixth element. There is no sound. That place is called Nirvana. Vani beyond sound. Moksha. Freedom. Free from other elements. So, the difference between being quiet, being silent, being peaceful. Now, soul world is called Nirvana, the world of silence, because the other elements are not there. Five elements exist here. No other element is influencing each other. So this is why soul world is called incorporeal world. In the corporeal, your body movement also make noise. Your hand moves, make noise. You walk, even silently, make noise. You cook something quietly, it will make noise. Water is very cool. Its nature is coolness. It has the power to cool down the fire, finish the fire. If you put water on the fire will finish. Or you put fire in the water, fire will finish. Now what is the reason? Nature was of the water was so cool that it could finish the fire, and suddenly you thought, okay, I want to make a cup of tea. You switch on your kettle, and kettle is boiling. Now it's so for longer boiling, you touch your hand, the kettle burns your hand. Why water changed its nature? It is making noise. It's boiling, you can hear. You say, it's not boiled. You say, no, it's not boiling. You say, you have on the fire. But the impact of fire increased. The water started making noise. The air, storm, great noise. So what I want to say, this world is world of sound, not of silence, and influenced by each other. Nature changes, impact and effect of the elements on the other elements. They make us gross. Now my question is, what it made the water hot when its original nature is coolness? That is the reason. Why water forgot its coolness and started boiling? It's calm and cool and clean. What is the reason? Anyone answer? See, the pot came in between the fire and water. Your water became hot and working like burning your hand or fell on your hand and burnt your hand. It became like fire. What came in between? Your pot, kettle. So I, the soul, am cool, calm, peaceful. Why got angry? What came in between this pot? Body. So in order to experience peace, be silent, be bodiless. Bodiless means less of influence of vices. Bodiless than viceless. Second mantra, last mantra of Baba was bodiless, viceless. Ego is also vice, but then after being bodiless, being egoless. This is difference between then silent, quiet, sound, quiet, peaceful, and silent. Five vices then influence the person because of five elements absorb or are influenced by the property of each other. For example, fire. Now you are not hungry. Simple example I give. You are not hungry. And you say, I am not hungry today. You are coming home and you smell chips. Or you smell something cake. Or you smell something nice being baked or cooked. You say, I am not hungry, but I would like to taste little bit. Now, your content change into greed. It's not only at little bit, you at full plate. Mind started desiring. In silence, it started talking. Your stomach, but eyes are hungry. I want to eat more. Mind begins to talk, it is not silent. You go to buy something in shop. You read the message, buy one, get two free, three free. Say, yeah. You buy three, you don't need. Air has greed. So anger, greed, attachment. Baba, why Baba says bodiless first? So now attachment. Attached. In my body, five elements, earth, water, fire, air and ether. These five elements. So earth has gravity, water has emotions, blood and water. 80% in the body is water. And when I have blood connection with someone, my children, my grandchildren, in my family, blood connection, if they are sick, we become emotional and fear comes in, worry comes in. If your neighbor is sick, you have sympathy. Your friend is sick, you can send a card, but you are not emotional. Attachment. So these five elements have attachment which create vices and make you peaceless. Worry, tension, fear, question, what is going to happen? In this way, every element, because it is body is composed of these five elements, and we are peaceless because and not experiencing deep sweet silence because we are body conscious. So Baba says, be bodiless and be peaceful. Om Shanti means I am not this body. I am peace. Means beyond sound, beyond vices.
Om Shanti.
This is my instrument to hear. This is my organ of the hearing the sound, but this is silent. It's gone. Gone in the soul world. So I need the artificial air, sound, empty space to hear it. In space is sound. Empty space creates sound. Empty vessels make much noise.
Can you hear that, Didi? Can you hear? Okay?
Yeah.
So, thank you so much for this explanation. And yes, it sounds paradoxical to talk about silence so much, right? But it's something we have to experience more. And as you were talking, the question emerged. This is a world of noise, you said, but also too many distractions. There is always something happening, another video, another song, someone calling, or I have to call someone. So how can you practice silence in a world that is not so friendly to silence?
This is what I was explaining. When we are in the world of matter, influence of matter is temptation, attraction, fear, worry, tension, somewhere attachment, somewhere desires, somewhere fear, somewhere influence, somewhere demand.
And so how to practice silence among all of that? How do you do?
So this is why Baba is giving us the first lesson, be bodiless, you are not this body, you are soul. The more you see yourself body in body awareness and body conscious, then vices become conscious. And your original qualities are not able to express it because the power of the body vices. If you are quiet and there's noise is happening, nobody is hearing you. So
the bodiless stage helps us to practice silence, even so there are too much noise around.
Yes.
Yes.
Because the soul, when it's tuned to its own self, believing, being a soul, we know that we are a soul, but we 100% believe I am a man or I am a woman, I am a mother or I am a husband, I am professor or I am student. Identify ourselves with the present, with elements, with the job or with the situation. That is, of course, because I am a living being, you know. I am human being, but I being more human and less being. So as I gave the example that water is cool, its original nature is cool. It put on fire, fire will finish. Fire put in it, still fire will finish. But what made it hot?
Okay.
The pot in between.
That's great. And Didi, but besides the practice of bodiless, besides exercise of meditation, what do you feel about external things? Like in the past, the Yagya, they used to chant the Om, you know, in Om Mandali. Or even the red light, you know, if a Brahmin is talking a lot, but they get into a room where the red light is on, they stop talking, just like that. What do you think about that?
See, just like our parents, from the childhood, made us aware, made us practice to believe that I am a girl or I am a boy. I did not have the understanding, the difference between. My mother told me, you are my girl, my lovely daughter, my girl. I begin to believe I was a girl. If she would have told me, you are a boy, I would have practiced this. Then she said, you are Sudesh, you are Sudesh. I started practicing this. The child, anyone came at home, the child is being asked, what is your name? The first thing, what is your name? 20 people came at home, or any visitors came, a relative came, what is your name? They make them practice and aware that your name. Mm-hmm. Never forget our name. My mother made me show the mirror many times, and now if it is a photograph for 1,000 people, in a big program I am there, and then this photograph comes in front of me. I am able to recognize, oh, this is me here sitting. Mm-hmm. How it happened? Because we practice to be body conscious, name conscious, form conscious, object conscious, relation conscious. But we did not practice to be soul conscious so much as we did body. There, our relatives made us remind us. Here, everyone reminds me of my body, my bodily name. They see me, a body. So Baba says, you see the body, but see with the soul conscious state and see the shining star in the body, the diamond in a container, in a box. So Baba gives many examples to change my understanding, my realization, reality of the situation, and also my real qualities that I have.
Okay.
So then he tells us that you live like a lotus flower.
So these external practices, they help us to develop the real practice, the
right.
real thing,
yeah.
right?
And to think about it, apply on yourself. For example, lotus flower, they say, but I am not a flower, I am living being. But to apply that example on myself, lotus, how can I be live like lotus? Of course I can live, because 80% water is in the lake. This body is a big lake, 80% water. And I, the soul, and also mud in it as well. So it's a lake, dust and water in it.
Okay.
So body conscious, in that body conscious, when I see I am a soul, so I am in the lake of this body made of water and flesh bones, which is dust. This is why when someone leaves the body, we say dust to dust.
Okay.
So dust and water makes lake.
Mm-hmm.
So in dust and water, I, the soul, I am a spiritual flower. So I can think then with my mind, I, the soul, am a thinking being. So I become detached from it, above the influence of water.
Okay, and Didi, because you are talking about concepts and ideas, so you were talking about shanti, how shanti can be peace and also silence. And you also talk about the sweet silence. So what's really that silence? Because I still remember when I heard that, I don't know, the beginning of Gyan, and I didn't like the word. I mean, that silence means you are dead. I mean, it's not a nice idea. It's not a nice image. So what's really, really that silence in relation to other types of silence? Like, everyone here is silent, right?
So
nobody's talking. So what's the difference, really?
Dead silence means just like when the soul became detached. All the sense organs, the five elements, impact of silence, became silent.
Mm-hmm.
No breathing, no sound, no hunger, no attraction, no feeling of fame or defamation. So it means beyond the influence. So soul becomes alive, active. And soul's qualities, knowledge, purity, peace, love, happiness, wisdom, truth and benevolence. So the awareness first. Then believing that this is my property, like water's property is coolness. Fire is fire. If I will put my hand in it, it will burn me. Mud is mud. It will make my hand dirty. So if I, the soul, believe that I am pure, so I will hold on to that quality. I am a pure soul. And my origin is silence. Soul word is silent word, no sound there. So mind doesn't talk too much. It is not the silence of my mouth, but in order to, of course, in order to keep the atmosphere good, we say keep three types of silence. Silence of the mouth, when we have yoga bhatti, we say please keep three types of silence. Silence of the mouth, silence of the your telephone, right? And silence of your mind. Mind, mouth and telephone.
And mobile.
Mobile. M. 3M. Will forget you, I am something.
Mm-hmm.
So silence is, that is external. But peace is connected with the mind. Peace of mind. Peace of body is not called. So peace is the power when I make myself pure, means detached from the influence of my own name, my body, my position, my role, my personality. So I am detached. But I am zero as well as I am hero because I am living.
That's great. So that silence will be that silence from, that silence will be silence from Paramdham, no? Yes. From the soul word. Also, I remember, I think it was you or maybe some other senior, but I think it was you who was sharing one day about how the experience of silence with Dadi Janki was different than from Dadi Kumarka Prakashmani Dadi. And yes, and I still remember the experience of silence from Dadi Gulzar, which was very sweet, very simple.
Yeah.
So one thing is the silence that I experience myself, but how can I give others that experience?
When I begin to taste sweet silence, when I begin to enjoy meditation, it's a sweet silence. When I go into deep in it and begin to believe and hold on that thought, longer time, I go deep into it. This is why the sea of silence, the ocean of silence, under the waves of the ocean, inside is silence, deep silence. So when I am actually free from thoughts coming and going, but I am not disturbed by that, because in between I kept something. That is the for example, from over me, a truck is going, but I did not crush it, because there is a bridge in between. Bridge is above. Above the bridge, truck is there. And I am standing there alive. Train is going and passing, I am alive. So here, we keep the knowledge in between and build that concept firm that really, truly, I am in this body, I am alive, but I am not this body. Whatever is all attraction, temptation, fear is there. because it is influence. Or some leakage is there, the influence is coming on me. So enjoy it, it is sweet silence, sweet silence. Go hold on to that thought. I am pure and peaceful soul. You are going deeper in it.
So I am a pure, peaceful soul, and we can go deep on that.
Yes.
Okay.
Because then purity is taking you to the bottom.
Okay.
Yeah. And so stillness. And that stillness is the power. So that stillness and clean and pure is the real silent energy. So this then uplifts you towards the a magnetic energy. This is what you see Avyakta Bapdada's presence, those who have seen Gulzar Dadi, when Avyakta Milan comes, those who have seen Avyakta Bapdada's meeting, some are seeing the video now.
Can you raise your hand, those who met Avyakta Bapdada, who came when Avyakta Bapdada came? Can you just raise
those
your hand?
Those who have heard Avyakta Bapdada directly.
Yeah.
Yeah, still many. Many have left.
Many, yeah.
New have come. So now what was happening? 20,000, 25,000 are sitting there. And it is dead silence. Because everyone is eager and detached. Baba is coming. Baba is soon coming. Now Gulzar Dadi is also sitting. The song is placed, go beyond sound. She is pulled up because she is also sitting bodiless, connected with Baba to invoke. So with silence, 1,000, 20,000, 25,000 people are there, you don't hear. They are not disturbed by the sound. Maybe some have cough because of cold, but you are not disturbed. You are still enjoying and watching. Baba is going to come. Your concentration is there. Your ears are open and yet they are closed. Then Baba comes. And Baba's drishti, that love and power and purity, make us detached from the body. We are in the body and 2 hours we are sitting on the floor and you don't move much. You are dead, like the body becomes still as well. Otherwise, 10 minutes, I need chair or I need here and there. And here, natural concentration, Baba's energy which is coming from above is filled with purity, peace, silence, power and love. And there's the drishti, which is complete dead silence. All are there, but total silence. And this silence is then making our heart open, ears open, and we are now attracted towards Bapdada's Murli, and trying to catch and ride it. So our physical attraction, our physical temptation, our people are someone has to go for washroom or somebody is coughing, it is not disturbing me.
That's an excellent example because I think it's very real. Yes. And maybe in the videos you can't see that much, you can't feel much, but yeah, there when we used to be present, especially Om Shanti Bhavan, we used to feel that silence. We are like 5,000 people, I don't know the capacity there, 3,000. And it was really, really amazing how one of the last mulis we had in Om Shanti Bhavan, there was so much confusion in terms of translation. Right. People were talking a lot, too many people, there were no space, and it was very complicated. But when Dadi Gulzar sat down, was like a covert of silence, you know, like a blanket covering all everywhere. It was really amazing. Didi, we are just going to have half an hour meditation. So we are not going to have a commentary meditation, nothing like that. But can you give some guidelines so that we can practice the dead silence, that very, very extremely deep silence? Some points, you know, that we can think during the meditation, and then 7 o'clock we start.
So what is the impact of Baba's love? The impact of what the honesty in my own self that I have come to take drishti from Baba, determination that I should really meet Baba, desire, pure desire. So this is the impact of deep silence, golden silence, perfect silence, divine silence, supreme silence. So silence, then there peace is a contrast to peacelessness. Silence is silence. See, this is why it's called dead silence. A dead body does not have any effect or impact on it. You praise that person, he is not happy, he doesn't say thank you, you are appreciating me. You defame, he does not react, because it's not there. And so the meaning is that I am here sitting, but I am now connected with Baba. So my thought means relationship you need to create. It's not a question of, it's a no prayer. Prayer is asking, or prayer is praise that somebody else had experienced and wrote a hymn, a song, and we are reading and music is being played and we are singing hymns. Oh my Lord, help me, I am sunk in the bottom of the mud, please uplift me. So what is happening? I am a beggar. I get something of environment from hymns, but I don't belong to him. And so this really relationship is belonging to Baba. And then enjoying that I am really a child of God, believing it. I, the soul, am resident of the soul world, the world of silence. Now I go beyond the world of sound. So it means that you are riding with the thoughts flying, with the wings of love and lightness. Lightness, easy, and love. And this light is being connected with Baba automatically. So it means You develop that energy. Now thoughts will definitely come. It's not that other thoughts will not come. Because in sanskaras, memory is not erased. We have the memory of the present, we have the memory of the past, recent past, and sanskaras of remote past. So Baba says, transform that. Remember, you are resident of the soul world, and you were the king, golden-aged prince of the golden age. So you recall. Recall means not you are shouting, golden age come, heaven come in front of me. Recall means remember. So that's why Baba says, remember me and remember your history, the cycle of 5,000 years. So through this, it means knowledge is needed, the method, the tips. Swadarshan Chakra. See yourself originally sitting, letting this body be here and mind, intellect there. I am in this body, but my mind and intellect, being even here, is there. Second thing is liking, interest. If you are attracted and interested by someone, concentration comes naturally. If you are watching a football match or a hockey match, in the stadium there are thousands of people. You are not disturbed by other people and you are just watching, but you should know the rules and regulation of the game. Then you enjoy. Otherwise you think these mad people running after a ball.
So can we have some yoga, powerful yoga then, and experience that? Thank you very much, Didi. It was very nice. The translators also can join the meditation. Om Shanti. Didi is asking if silence or commentary. I think silence only. Shanti Bas.
One thought. Keep repeat this. This is your personal for development with your own self. Commentary is good, but it is somebody else is creating. Somebody else is tasting and saying it is very tasty. But you are not eating because you don't know tasty. So real thing is when you yourself create a thought, hold this thought, repeat this thought and hold and be in it. For example, as you breathe in, relax sitting. I am a pure and peaceful soul. Om, I am a pure and peaceful soul. My natural nature is peace. My home original home is the world of silence. I connect myself with Baba, the resident of Land of Silence, and sit in Land of Silence and enjoy, which one of the name Baba said, Brahmand. Brahm is Brahm element, and like an egg. It's not the size of egg, but in egg is life, but still. Under the warmth of the mother's wings is Baba's energy, pure energy. Think and feel it. Pure silence, sweet silence, loveful silence, and blissful silence. So joy is filled in silence. You are not forcing yourself to be silent, but enjoying silence. I am a pure and peaceful soul. A thinking being. As I think, so shall I become. Of